This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Probatory order enforced in Phungleng Bazar and Patibara area of Tablejung as tensions escalate over construction of cable car. Parliament trends call for immediate halt to construction of cable car in Patibara. Lawmakers demand government make public expenditures made under USAID programs in Nepal. Nepal establishes its embassy in Portugal's capital, Lisbon. And Russia launches large-scale drone attack across Ukraine on eve of the war's third anniversary. Now the news in detail. A probatory order has been enforced in Phungleng Bazar and Patibara area of Tablejung district. The district administration office Tablejung last night issued a probatory order to be effective from this morning following the controversy over the construction of cable car in Patibara. According to the information, the probatory order had to be issued as the situation was unfavorable after the clash between the no cable car site and the place at the market in Phungleng on Saturday evening. Probatory orders have been imposed from 5 a.m. until further notice. Gatherings of more than 5 people, assemblies, processions, demonstrations and other activities will not be allowed in the restricted zones. People from both sides were injured in a clash between the no cable car site and the place at the headquarters of Phungleng on Saturday evening over the issue of the under construction cable car. Meanwhile, members of the parliament have demanded an immediate halt to the construction of cable car in the Patibara area, citing that it was started against the wishes of the local people. During the emergency hour of the meeting of the House of Representatives today, they drew the attention of the government to stop the construction bid in order to solve the situation of confrontation created by the people trying to resist the construction of the cable car. Members on the Finance Committee under the House of Representatives have demanded the government make public expenditures under the USAID programs in Nepal. Speaking at the committee meeting today, lawmaker Ganga Karki voiced that the government should unveil the details of expenditures when US President Donald Trump has accused of fraud in the aid implementation. Similarly, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki called for understanding in what context the US President cited the fraud. He also went on to say that the U.S.-funded Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact was signed during his term as the finance minister and it was endorsed by the parliament. Similarly, Surya Bahadur Thapa Chetri was of the view that this statement by the U.S. president should be discussed in the House, not in the committee, as this is a parliamentary issue. He also proposed that the details of expenditures under the USAID could be sought from the Ministry of Finance. Nepal's embassy has been established in Portugal for the first time. A team of employees from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has started providing services after the establishment of the embassy in the capital, Lisbon. The embassy said it started providing services by operating a temporary office in Alcantara of Lisbon. The Embassy of Nepal in Lisbon, in collaboration with the Embassy of Nepal in France, has started providing consular services related to the verification of necessary documents, including the consular service by operating mobile service. 211 personnel of the Chandni Prasad Battalion of Nepali Army left for South Sudan last night. The Nepali Army Squad, assigned to peacekeeping in South Sudan under the call of the United Nations, left for Juba, the capital of South Sudan, last night. The Directorate of Public Relations and Information of the Nepali Army said that the team headed by Major Milan Acharya has left for the disputed side. At present, there are 1,756 peacekeepers from Nepali Army in South Sudan, including sector commanders, military observers, staff officers from two battalions and one company. Kathmandu-Thrai Expressway, one of the country's national pride projects, has recorded 38% physical progress, while 39% in financial front. The project is managed by the Nepali Army. The Nepali Army in a press conference today said that among 7 tunnelways planned under the project, 2 have been completed while 2 others are under construction. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekaisa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilo cha ekaisa.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kura ma bharma. Nepal telecom ko fiber internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The Minister of Home Affairs has dispatched a letter to the Nepal Police headquarters rather to establish the Dalit desk to facilitate for investigating the cases of untouchability, including discrimination and exploitation against Dalits. Ministry spokesperson Ramchandra Tiwari said that the police headquarters has been instructed to have the Dalit desk and make it functional. Similarly, instructions have also been circulated for effective operation and management of Dalit desk established prior to this in 77 districts. Public Service Broadcasting Nepal's Executive Chairperson Dr. Mahendra Bista has said that the broadcast content should be made more people-centric as per the essence of PSB. In an interaction organized regarding the future direction of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal at Radio Nepal today, Executive Chairperson Dr. Bista said the themes of national unity, prosperity and disaster will be the main broadcast themes of the PSB. The chairperson also stressed on the transformation of the employees so that they can address the needs and interests of the audience. Now, a sports news update. The last match between Nepal and Myanmar of the group stage in the International Women's Championship has ended in a draw. The match concluded at 2-2 draw at the Dasharath Stadium in Tripureswar, held this evening. Myanmar took the lead in the 6th minute of the match, but Sabita Ranamagar scored an equalizer goal for Nepal in the 11th minute. Myanmar again took the lead at the 17th minute. However, Nepali forward Savitra Bhandari Samba scored the second equalizer goal at the 41st minute. It was Samba's 58th international goal for Nepal. Nepal and Myanmar will meet again in the final on Wednesday. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russia has launched a large-scale drone attack across Ukraine on the eve of the war's third anniversary. The BBC quoted a spokesperson for Ukraine's Air Force Command as saying that Russia deployed a record 267 drones in coordinated strikes across 13 regions. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said they need the strength of Europe, the US, and all those seeking lasting peace. Emergency services reported at least 3 casualties, but the full extent of the damage remains unclear. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry stated that 20 Ukrainian drones targeting Russia were destroyed overnight. Germans are voting in a national election expected to return Friedrich Merz's conservatives to power, while the far-right alternative for Germany, AfD, is set to achieve its best result yet. The BBC reports that the Friedrich Merz, the 69-year-old conservative leader, is in a strong position to become Germany's next chancellor. He has promised to fix major issues within 4 years. According to Al Jazeera, the Christian Democratic Union, CDU, leads with 30%, the AfD is projected to secure 20%, and the ruling Social Democratic Party, SPD, stands at 15%. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country, including Kusi province, and partly cloudy to mostly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Probatory order enforced in Phonglang Bazar and Patibara area of Taplejung as tensions escalate over construction of cable car. Parliamentarians call for immediate halt to construction of cable car in Patibara. Lawmakers demand government make public expenditures made under U.S. aid programs in Nepal. Nepal establishes its embassy in Portugal's capital, Lisbon. And Russia launches large-scale drone attack across Ukraine on the eve of the war's third anniversary. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.